What truly separates Navy SEALs, Olympic champions, and world-class surgeons from everyone else? It's not superhuman talent or genetic mental toughness, it's learned excellence. After decades as the performance psychologist for Navy SEALs and elite athletes, Eric Potterat discovered that mental performance isn't innate, but systematically developed. We're all performers, facing moments that matter deeply. Whether you're in an operating room, juggling parental responsibilities, or taking final exams, your performance depends on both hardware, physical abilities and technical skills, and software, mental approach. Most of us focus exclusively on improving our hardware through practice and education while neglecting the software that ultimately determines our success. Most people unknowingly sabotage their potential by focusing on what might go wrong rather than who they are and what they want to achieve. This negative anticipation creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. Our primitive brain's fight-flight-freeze response takes over during crucial moments, limiting access to our skills precisely when we need them most. We become preoccupied with reputation fears, worrying about others' judgments rather than acting from our core identity and values. Think of yourself like a smartphone. Even the most advanced hardware becomes useless without properly functioning software. The concert pianist with exceptional dexterity still crumbles under pressure without mental fortitude. What distinguishes elite performers? They remain calm under pressure, maintaining access to their skills when others become overwhelmed. They act from identity and values rather than fear of failure. Most importantly, they've learned to control their focus, directing attention precisely where it needs to be at critical moments. Professional cliff diver David Colturi faces extreme danger, diving from 27-meter platforms and hitting water at over 50 miles per hour. Yet his biggest worry used to be his reputation. This highlights a crucial distinction. While most focus on reputation, others' judgments, elite performers focus on identity, core values. As children, we naturally act from identity, doing things aligned with who we are. Gradually, especially with social media, we shift toward reputation-based thinking, performing to impress others. Research shows intrinsic motivators produce better results than extrinsic ones. Even accomplished Navy SEALs struggle with reputation concerns before developing clearer purpose. The solution starts with creating a personal credo, 10 words defining your core identity. When Olympic figure skater Nathan Chen faced his defining moment after a previous disappointment, judges' opinions distracted him. By reconnecting with his intrinsic motivation, the joy of skating, he delivered one of history's greatest Olympic performances. This values-based approach extends to goal setting. People who merely think about goals achieve them 43% of the time, while writing them down increases success to 76%. Mindset forms the foundation for all performance, the operating system for mental software that distinguishes top performers. The placebo effect demonstrates this power, where belief alone can improve athletic performance by 1 to 5%, enough to determine outcomes in elite competition. Naval Officer Katie Stanfill's story illustrates mindset transformation. Despite Naval Academy's success, she couldn't land her helicopter during her first deployment. She realized what was broken was up here, tapping her temple. By shifting from focusing on outcomes to process, just keep doing it, you will get better, and asking what is there to learn when facing setbacks, she learned to grow through difficulty. Top performers share key mindset traits: non-complacency, humility, tenacity, mission-driven focus, and especially a growth mindset, the belief that talents develop through effort and strategies. To practice your chosen mindset, focus only on what's within your control: attitude, effort, and behavior. The mantra, "stay in the circle," reminds performers to focus exclusively on controllables, particularly during challenges. Process transforms occasional brilliance into consistent excellence. When a Navy SEAL accidentally shot himself after changing holsters, it showed how even minor process changes require practice. MLB pitcher Rich Hill's career transformed when he shifted from outcome focus to process orientation. The time and intensity that you put into your work and process is what matters. Elite performers use disciplined processes to create the 1% improvements that separate the best from the rest. Time management is a fundamental discipline. Top performers intentionally color-code their calendars: green for flexible, yellow for somewhat fixed, red for sacred. When improving your process, distinguish between signal, vetted expertise, and noise, random opinions, seeking information sources that are loyal, honest, knowledgeable, and challenging. When modifying processes, change one step at a time rather than starting over, like changing one ingredient in a recipe instead of the entire formula. Sometimes making no changes is correct, as performance naturally regresses toward a mean and good processes can occasionally yield bad outcomes. Mental toughness develops through controlled exposure to adversity, like a vaccine that builds immunity through small stress doses. The key is creating scenarios where perceived threat exceeds actual danger, allowing practice in stress response management. Under stress, our bodies undergo rapid physiological changes: increased heart rate, constricted blood vessels, higher blood pressure, and heightened senses, while executive functions diminish. This response helped ancestors survive physical threats, but impairs modern performance, requiring clear thinking. Elite performers counter this with specific techniques. Visualization engages all five senses, creating motor programs that convince your brain you've already succeeded. Big wave surfer Ian Walsh manages stress through meticulous contingency planning, while prosecutor Dina Ryerson uses four-second deep breathing cycles to activate the parasympathetic nervous system during high-pressure trials. Balance across life's six pillars: work, relationships, health, spirituality, hobbies, and legacy is crucial for sustainable excellence. When some pillars weaken, the entire foundation becomes unstable. During adversity, balanced individuals have multiple sources of support. Research contradicts the myth that singular focus yields better results, showing balanced individuals experience greater happiness, productivity, and creativity. Recovery is as essential as performance itself. Like race cars needing pit stops, performers require deliberate downtime. Sleep remains the ultimate recovery tool, while elite performers often use float tanks for enhanced focus. Nature walks of 1 to 2 hours provide restorative effects, reducing rumination. When CIA analyst Patty Brandmeier's career stalled, she restored balance through a part-time retail job and investing in weightlifting and biking, ultimately revitalizing her career. Though work-life balance sounds cliché, it remains fundamental to performance. Investing in only one or two life aspects leads to diminished results across all areas. Excellence is built through deliberate practice and unwavering commitment. Establish your personal credo as your North Star and set goals across all domains: professional, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and relational. Develop a mindset toolkit of grit, resilience, and growth orientation, with specific action plans and regular reviews. View setbacks as learning opportunities rather than defining moments. Practice adversity tolerance techniques until they become automatic responses to stress. Maintain performance journals to identify patterns for improvement. Excellence emerges from thousands of small choices, not a single moment of brilliance. Begin by implementing just one principle, perhaps daily goal setting or structured reflection. Track progress, adjust based on results, and gradually incorporate additional practices. The mental edge separating the best from the rest is available to anyone committed to learned excellence.